This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on launch of development and infrastructure projects in Varanasi. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
Holistic and sustainable development has been the cornerstone of the incumbent government's governance plans. The Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi, has always stressed upon the fact that development must be inclusive and must reach each and every nook and corner of our country, taking his vision forward and paving the way for a more healthy, economically prosperous and environmentally friendly future. The Honorable Prime Minister has inaugurated a gamut of schemes in his constituency of Kashi Varanasi, which will be beneficial for the whole area of Purvanchal and the people of the country. Talking about his vision and how these recently inaugurated schemes will benefit the people and the entire nation, we have with us a very special guest, Mr. K.G. Suresh, political analyst. Mr. Suresh, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Sir, before we begin, could you please in detail explain to our listeners which all schemes have been inaugurated by the Honorable Prime Minister today? What were the costs incurred and the benefits that these schemes will entail?
The Prime Minister also represents the Varanasi constituency in the Lok Sabha. He is the Member of Parliament from Varanasi.
Absolutely.
So obviously, absolutely, he has a special love for his constituency. In today's programs, he had laid the foundation stone of multiple projects linked to aviation, sports and tourism worth over ₹6,100 crores. And this includes the R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital, and that too in the presence of His Holiness the Shankaracharya. And this hospital will offer comprehensive consultations and treatments for various eye conditions. And please remember that over the years, Varanasi has become a medical hub for the entire, I won't call it Eastern Uttar Pradesh, rather the entire Purvanchal, which also includes parts of Bihar. So inaugurating that, he said something very beautiful. And he said that hospital is a blend of spirituality and modernity. It will serve the elderly as well as the kids while providing employment to the youth. Now, there cannot be a more balanced approach to development. And not only that, he also inaugurated projects linked to the Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport. Now, please remember that there is a huge inflow of tourists and pilgrims to this ancient city and also nearby areas, including Sarnath. Now, in line with his commitment to boost that connectivity, he laid the foundation for the expansion of the airport runway and the construction of the new terminal buildings and allied works. And this project was worth around 2,870 crores. And along with that, simultaneously, he also laid the foundation stone of the new civil enclave at Agra Airport worth more than 570 crores, Darbhanga Airport in Bihar, ₹910 crores, and the Bagdogra Airport worth ₹1550 crores. He also inaugurated the terminal buildings, of course, online of the Rewa Airport, Mahamaya Airport, Ambikapur, and the Saraswa Airport. And this entire project was 220 crores. Now, the combined passenger handling capacity of these airports will increase to more than 2.3 crore passengers annually once these works are completed. Now, the design of these airports are also influenced and derived from the common elements of heritage structures of the region. Now, not only that, please remember that in the last 10 years, our sportsmen and women have done incredibly well in international sporting events, whether it be the Commonwealth or the Olympics or the Paralympics or the Asian Games. They have done, and of course, the South Asian Games and other international events, and of course, the International Federation events. Now, one of the reasons for that is that over the last decade, you have seen massive fund allocation for sports development, the development of infrastructure, the extension of facilities for sports training to sportsperson, and of course, the incentives given to sportspersons when they win any medal in international tournaments. Now, as part of that, the Prime Minister inaugurated phase 2 and 3 of the redevelopment of the Varanasi sports complex worth ₹210 crores under the Khelo India scheme and the Smart City Mission. The whole idea is to create state-of-the-art sports complex featuring a national center of excellence, players hostel, sports science center, practice fields for various sports. So this apart at the Baba Saheb Ambedkar Stadium at Lalpur, he also inaugurated a 100-bed girls and boys hostel. Not only that, this visit is particularly significant because this takes care of not just sports, not just civil aviation infrastructure, and not just healthcare, but also tourism. Because tourism is something very critical when it comes to economy, when it comes to generation of employment. And keeping in line with that, the Prime Minister inaugurated tourism development works of the Buddhism related areas in Sarnath, which include construction of pedestrian friendly streets, sewer lines, upgraded drainage systems, and organized vending zones with modern designer carts. Now, all this is what you mentioned, inclusive development. So development is not unidimensional, but multidimensional, where you give equal emphasis. When you talk about Vikasit Bharat, you are not just looking at economic growth, you are looking at social development. This includes health, sports, education. So all aspects of development have been kept in view, particularly if you look at the projects inaugurated by the Prime Minister today.
So all the schemes which the government takes out, be it Make in India, Make for the World, One District, One Product, or any other scheme, inclusivity and holistic development, development of all the people, of all the regions, of all the statures, is one of the prime objectives of the government and especially the Prime Minister. How will these schemes that are inaugurated today will help in this inclusivity? And how do you think that the future generations will thank, especially in terms of sustainability, that we are seeing that these schemes will be really beneficial?
Absolutely. If you look at the Prime Minister's vision of Viksit Bharat, Viksit Bharat is not, as I said, looking at India as, when we talk about India, the 21st century being India's century. We are not just looking at the military prowess of the country. We are not just looking at the economic strength of the country, because it doesn't have any meaning unless it percolates down to the last man. Please remember that this government is inspired by the vision of the integral humanism, or Antyodaya, of Pandit Dindayal Upadhyay.
Rightly
and
said.
There the last man is very important, that the benefits reach the last man. Again, what the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, had spoken about, Daridra Narayan. So how it benefits the last man. So when you look at the Anai hospital, it is looking at the affluent can afford treatment in Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, wherever they wish to. But taking development to the grassroots, where the entire Purvanchal people, they can benefit from the expertise of the Shankar Netralayas, which are among the top-notch eye institutes, not just in India, perhaps in the world. The kind of exposure levels they have, the kind of experience they have, the kind of doctors they have, oncology, the kind of ophthalmists they have. It's a world-renowned institution. Now, not just health, what about the kind of facilities that we need to provide for our sportsperson? Because we are not just looking at, because we have been talking about Fit India movement. We are looking at sports, not just to win medals, but sports as a culture, a sports which takes care of our health. Now, this is also related to health. When we are playing sports, we also get into fitness. We also avoid illness, sickness. We also are, in a way, keeping ourselves away from diseases. So sports has to be looked at from that perspective also. Today, all kinds of facilities are being provided to sportspersons, whether in terms of diet, whether in terms of coaching, whether in terms of the equipments that they have. They did not have basic equipment. Now, they are being the national centers of excellence that are being opened across the country. That is there. So this stadia, all these facilities are today being created so that it's not just in cricket, where we are, of course, the world leaders, not just in hockey, which is our national game, but in every sports discipline, we are grooming people. Because even in individual sports, whether it be an indoor game like chess or something like shooting, our boys and girls are winning laurels at the international platform. We need to encourage them. And so sports is also being taken care of. Thirdly, tourism. tourism is not just about economy, it's also about generating jobs for our youth. So that is also important from that point of view also, particularly Sarnath, particularly Varanasi, it is receiving lakhs of tourists from across the globe. And if those facilities are not there, they won't be. Because you see, it is not just about tourism tags, taglines and tourism promotions. It's also word of mouth. When the tourist goes back home and he talks about the facilities which are available, certainly he gets motivated. He motivates a lot of people in his society to visit the country. And so it's not about just international tourists. It's also about national domestic tourists, which is also important. So tourism paves way for growth, for income generation, for our employment. So whether it is sports and then, of course, airport, all these things add up to the infrastructure. So we are looking at, as you rightly pointed out, the holistic development. That is the whole idea, wherein no segment, our development is not unidimensional. Our development is inclusive, where the whole idea is that the entire society prospers, the entire society are not just that we become a 3 trillion economy and we subsequently become a 300 trillion economy. That's not the whole idea. We are looking at that not just economic growth, but also social development, development of our people in terms of primary indices, including health, education. This is also important. So I think that these aspects have been taken into account while inaugurating these projects.
Sir, how do you feel that the transport facilities or the expansion of the airport and other things that are being done, whether it's the crews or the streamliners or the roadways or the highways, the shipways, the waterways, and now the airport, which is being focused upon, how will this help in not just the transport of goods and people, but also in other divisions or other industries?
Connectivity is very critical for development. At the end of the day, if somebody is sick and somebody has to be rushed to a major hospital, obviously you need good roads. Earlier we have seen that story about the mountain man who had to actually carve out a road himself to build a road because he could not take his wife to the hospital. So we have seen such stories in our post-independent history. Now, how can we take, whether it is through the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, how to connect, build good roads, and how connectivity is possible. Connectivity not only enhances these facilities, but also it improves trade, internal trade, business. People are willing, a lot of today foreign countries, foreign investors are queuing up to invest in India because it has a stable economy, it has a stable political system, so people want to invest here. But in the absence of infrastructure, they will not be able to invest. But if infrastructure is there, they will invest. And if they invest, that means that they generate employment. And when they generate employment, that means our society, our people are economically empowered. So this is important. The rural connectivity is important so that the farmer get the right remuneration for his prices. Otherwise, he is not able to, because he doesn't have. Now today, a lot of emphasis is on building granaries and godowns, cold storages. Why? Because earlier his produce would get rotten. He is not able to sell the produce on time and is forced to sell his produce at much cheaper rates. Today, thanks to digital technology, we have e-governance, e-mandis, and we have a chain of storage, cold storages, where the farmer can keep his produce and he can decide at what price he or she has to sell the produce. So you see, these infrastructural developments bring about grassroots level changes. And you can see the kind of vehicles that today, I have been a teacher myself and I have conducted many researches, and we have found that today, even in the remotest parts of the country, in tribal areas, you have people who are using digital technology to place orders with Amazon. I mean, this is something, and Flipkart and online marketing options are there. Why? Because their economic level, their incomes have gone up. Today, they are able to sell their produce, their handicrafts, a lot of opportunities. Now, what is being done in Sarnath? This entire thing of the vendors, the carts that is being kept in mind to promote local handicrafts. And above all, we need to take infrastructure to them. Only then will there be holistic development of the society at the grassroots level. And that is what the entire objective of development is, the entire paradigm and model of development is. And only then and then can we become Viksit Bharat or developed India in the real sense of the term.
Absolutely. Mr. Suresh, thank you so much for giving us your precious time and
for
the lovely multi-pronged explanations. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on launch of development and infrastructure projects in Varanasi. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.